99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. All you have to do is turn it up on demand.
Sometimes you just want the opinion of someone else, and that's where we come in. Just shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out to the group, see what we can do for you. Jessica, hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So, first of all, thanks for allowing us to call you on this. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't sure if you would take my, you know, my issue. So, like, I really appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No problem.
So my boyfriend, let's see, he finally proposed to me last month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. And, we got rid of his condo because mine's bigger and, you know, it's just like in a better location for our jobs and everything.
Sure.
So the issue that I need help with is, it's about my dog.
Oh.
I've had my dog for like 7 years. And she sleeps in my bed with me, and he knows that.
Aww.
It's so cute. But now that he also lives there, and is like sleeping in my bed all the time, he's suggesting that we get a crate and we crate her at night.
Oh.
And I'm a little like, you know, my dog was here before you, and, you know, honestly, there's not a chance in hell that I'm going to put her in a cage at night.
Right. I mean, if she hasn't been caged before, I could understand how that would be quite a change.
She's going to hate that. I'm going to hate seeing her in there. Like, it's just, it's not happening. And he really seems like he's got an issue with it. Like, he feels like I'm picking the dog over him.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So I guess my question is, like, am I being unreasonable here? Or, I guess the real question is, like, what can I do to help convince him that there's room for all three of us in the bed? I really need help with this, and I'm really eager to hear what people think.
I mean, you guys, I'm assuming, let me not be too presumptuous, but I'm assuming that he spent the night with you before you guys moved in together.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, like what'd the dog do then?
Well, she would kind of start out on the floor, but like, you know, and then like I would just like let her sleep kind of like, you know, she'd sleep on the very edge of the bed by me. Mm-hmm. But then in the morning when he woke up, like she'd be right in the middle of the bed, you know, she'd be there.
She was your own barrier between he and you, just kind of protecting
exactly.
You. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, we're already getting a bunch of people texting 502-571-9970. So I appreciate you letting us talk to you, and I mean we'll see what we can do for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I don't know if you want, because all the text that we've been getting so far is put your fiance in the crate. And so I don't know if we've got, because dogs and kids, I'm telling you, dogs and kids are big. So.
Well, and I can tell you what, I am kind of the opposite end of this issue just because our dogs have never slept with us. Mainly because they're really loud sleepers. You know, we've got pugs. You've heard them on the air. So, I mean, that's just logistically speaking, we couldn't. But I'll tell you, when I met my husband, he already had two dogs, lab and a pug, Snorts and Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of had the run of the house.
Sure.
Like, you know, he had roommates at the time. They never heard no. And they destroyed the house.
Right.
Like, ate the linoleum floor. Like, destroyed the house. And as soon as we started to crate them at night, they were much better dogs. And, they wanted to go there. That became their little house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have to shove them in. We just had time to go to bed. They'd go right in there, get their treat, go to bed. They were much better dogs when we started to crate them. So
I guess
that's one perspective.
If that's your perspective, then I guess my question is then, how does... Or how does she get on board with that idea? Like,
well, it's tough because I think she's looking at it as like putting your animal in a cage,
mm-hmm.
and having it be like a really mean thing. But, you know, I don't think the dog doesn't look at it like that.
Mm. Okay.
So the dog kind of looks at it as, that's my little house.
Right.
And, you know, we made ours really cozy for our dogs, put a little blanket over it, lots of stuff in there. So they love it. And sometimes they go in there on their own in the middle of the day and just take a nap.
Okay. All right. Would love to hear what you have to say, too. 502-571-9970. Text or call. It's group therapy. So Jessica contacted us and was like, you know, I got engaged. The problem is the sleeping situation with me and my new fiance. It's the fact that my 7-year-old dog has always shared a bed with me. And now that my fiance is sharing my bed, there's not enough room. And the fiance is like, hey, let's just crate her. And she's like, he was here before you. So what do I do?
Now, see, there's a lot of people saying, you know, there's a way that you can kind of get around this. Maybe get the dog a bed for the bedroom mm-hmm. and train her to sleep on it instead of the bed. He shouldn't, you know, expect her to get rid of her dog. And she does need to compromise a little, too. There are a lot of people saying, well, just get rid of the fiance. I don't think that's, you know, a valid
I mean, if they're
issue.
Getting married, I mean, they need to figure out how to work through these things.
And I don't think it's, you know, an all or nothing, like one person gets their way completely.
Sure.
I think they need to figure out a way to make this work. And a lot of people were, you know, saying that dogs are den animals. So if you make it fun, you know, Crystal said dogs are actually den creatures. So the dogs may really enjoy having a crate to go to that's just for the dog. However, mm-hmm. If she's absolutely 100% against putting her dog in a crate, can the dog not sleep on the couch? And also, people were asking, dog size matters. Are we talking about a Yorkie or a German Shepherd or a Mastiff?
Yeah, what was the listener that you said had 3 Great Danes and...
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle has like 2 queen size beds.
She one says, for her, one for the
dogs. 2 queen size beds side by side.
Wow.
One for the dogs to sleep with. 3 Great Danes, Old English Bulldog, Cocker Spaniels, and a few Whoa. More.
Jessica commented on Facebook and said, you know, she was here before him is picking the dog over him. If he doesn't want to sleep with a dog, you're going to be married, and that's something that you should kind of figure out now. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
This has to be a compromise situation. This isn't a, you know, well, you know, he better get used to it or like get out.
Right, right. And so I do like Austin's like, you know, a good dog will always be loyal. A man can't guarantee that.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right.
Dang.
You know, I will say that I have a big oaf of a dog, and the dog.
Does she sleep with you?
No, she doesn't. And she did try when she was younger, but then when she was younger, she could actually like jump up onto our bed. Now she's a little bit older. She can't quite make it because she's a little bit heftier and her joints aren't as as good. But even still, when she would jump up, you know, I would always just like, nope. And I'd, you know, take her off the bed. So yeah, I mean, I think that there, and a lot of people are like, it's a good practice for kids. You know, kids who want to sleep in your bed because there's
we never let that happen either.
there's gotta be you and your fiance time in bed. Like that's gotta be your bed, and so
that was our rule. Like we kind of made that rule. We don't even have a TV in our bedroom. Like that room is sacred, and so you know we always, especially with you know our kids when they were really really little, we you know trained you have to train them to soothe themselves and you know work it out. Instead of, I know there are some people that let their kids sleep in the bed and it takes like years to break that habit.
Yeah, right, right.
And that's tough.
So I think what we're saying is, Jessica, we got to have compromise here. And if you're not open to the crate idea, maybe there is compromise and getting even like if it's one of those, if your place is big enough,
dog beds.
Yeah. Big fluffy dog bed to go in your room. Or, if your room is big enough, maybe one of those, what are those like little couch things that go at the end of your bed? You know?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Like, those are for fancy places. But
yeah, that it would be a little difficult to keep, I think, keep the dog just there in that one little space.
Maybe.
Dogs do like to move around.
Yeah, they do.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, I think compromise, definitely, Jessica, is the thing here. So we're saying, really, your fiancé's not necessarily wrong. And you don't need to do a this or that, or, you know, it's my way or the highway type of mentality.
Yeah, he's not saying get rid of the dog. He just doesn't want to sleep with the dog. So you need to try to figure out a solution that both of you can live with.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. If you want to comment on it, you can. You can see what everybody else is commenting on as well at Ben and Kelly Show. And we'll post the original call for you to listen to. WDJX.com. Click listen.